You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The planned Kennedy Bay Marina in Putiki Bay on Waiheke Island has been making headlines for the last wee while. Here on the 95BFM news team, we have been particularly covering the Uri o Ngāti Pāua occupation of Putiki Bay. The iwi are calling for the Kennedy Bay Marina plans to be canned in order to protect the ancestral moana and taonga that the bay represents. However, this week, I'm speaking to another group who are concerned about the effects of the marina. Forest and Bird are calling for Auckland Council to stop work at Kennedy Point to protect the local Little Blue Penguin, or Kurura, colony. A Kurura colony can be found just a metre away from the footprint of the Kennedy Bay Marina plans on a rocky wall. Kurura are native and are an at-risk and declining species in New Zealand. Forest and Bird say that the construction of the marina will disturb and damage the habitat of the birds. I spoke to Forest and Bird Auckland Regional Manager Lissy Finker-Heather about the Kurura species, what impact the marina will have on this particular colony, and what the group expects the Auckland Council to do about this issue.
So Little Blue Penguin Kurura, they're a native bird species or penguin species to New Zealand, and their conservation status is at risk and declining. So they're very little birds. They only grow up to about 30 centimetres in height and weigh only up to 1 kg. They used to be really common across New Zealand, actually, but now they are mostly on the offshore islands where there's less disturbance. For example, you know, islands like Waiheke. But over time, I think there's been increased threat on their populations from coastal development and developing in areas where they're likely to have their habitats. And so the situation with them on Waiheke, so they currently are, there's a colony in Putiki Bay, which is the Kennedy Point where the car ferry arrives, and there's a rock wall there. And there's been a couple of surveys that have been done which are all kind of producing different results, but the footage that has come out lately that has been captured by Protect Putiki and Māori o Te Moana, who are doing amazing work there, actually just bearing witness and capturing footage of what the impact is of this construction activity on their colony. So their footage has kind of indicated that they're all through the rock wall. I mean, they're very active during the day. They are going out and foraging. The footage of them at night shows that they're pair bonding at the moment, so they're mating. And this colony is about 1 metre away from the construction footprint of this marina. And the images and the videos that have come out, that they're on Facebook, you know, they're not secret. They show that, you know, they've got, for example, black mussel buoys that the developers put up around the construction footprint. And they essentially bang up against the rock wall. So there was a video of a kurura coming out, probably coming up to forage, and it couldn't get past his black mussel buoys. So there's an assumption that they can just swim under them, but this showed that they actually don't, and they don't know how to get past them.
So obviously there are already problems when it comes to the marina and the sort of the footprint of it and the beginning of construction. How will further construction and then eventually the full marina being finished affect this colony of kurura?
Well, I mean, at this stage, the developer is saying that this is not even construction that they're doing. But, I mean, you just have to kind of go to the site to see. There is a lot of noise. There's lights. There's drilling into the seabed. They've erected fences, so they've drilled on top of the rock wall. I mean, that is construction activity to me. And I think that just showing already what this pre-construction activity, the impact it's having, can give you a good indication of what the actual construction, when that starts, how that's going to affect Kurura. But also, when the marina is in operation, you know, there's further risk of predators, so people that bring their dogs, which are one of the biggest predators to Kurura in New Zealand. So there's the dogs, there is the coming and going of the boats, the recreational boats in and out of the marina. So the rock wall is where the marina is up against. So every time the kurura want to leave to forage for food, they basically will be swimming in the path of where all the recreational boats will be coming in and out. You know, it's hard to predict the exact impact, but based on what you're seeing now and then with increased predators once the marina is in operation. So I must say it's pretty disappointing that Auckland Council has rubber-stamped this consent, let it go ahead.
I think the big question there is, was the Kororā colony even really considered? I understand that there was a management in regards to the colony, but what's sort of the situation there? Is it outdated? Why has this become a problem?
Well, I guess, you know, probably from our perspective, and I mean, you know, we, Forest and Bird, did challenge the resource consent 3 years ago when it first got granted, but it does seem that Auckland Council did kind of just rubber stamp this consent. So if you look at the construction management plan and all the information that had to be provided as, you know, for the consent condition, the section relating to Kororā is really just a few paragraphs and a few bullet points as to how to manage Kororā. We had issues with that because we did get the plan looked at by an independent Kororā expert and, you know, they said that it was totally inadequate, hence why there was that big meeting about 6 weeks ago with all the key stakeholders, and the outcome of that was that the developer agreed to undertake another penguin survey of the colony, bearing in mind that, you know, Auckland Council had already consented it, so this is now the developer actually doing more that they had to do, which, you know, it just goes to show that the very bare minimum was approved by Auckland Council. So now we've got a new penguin management plan, which is still, it is still being looked at by Council, and it's still being considered by Council, Mana Whenua, and it has been sent to Forest and Bird. But I think, in our view, it's disappointing because all penguin colonies can behave quite differently. And I think what's really important in this case is that people who live on Waiheke, such as Native Bird Rescue, the general manager of Native Bird Rescue, she works with this colony often, so she should have been engaged with to understand the particular behaviours of this colony, but she wasn't. So there are timeframes of, say, nesting and mating and things in that new management plan which are actually incorrect, and they're actually guiding when construction can take part. And also, you know, I think it's really important to note that there has never been an independent penguin expert to actually go to site to have a look and contribute to a penguin management plan. So I think, in summary, it's just been, it's really disappointing because Council have just approved basically a very bare minimum, and anything that's happened after that has been just the developer doing it. Or, you know, and that's a result of community groups such as ourselves, Protect Kutiki, Māori O Te Moana, Native Bird Rescue, really pushing hard for more to happen.
So speaking a little bit more as well about those different groups, you know, Pūtiki Bay and the Kennedy Point Marina have been in the news a lot recently for a number of different reasons. Could you speak to the relationship between the different groups that are protesting the construction of this marina and occupying the bay?
Yeah, I mean, we've all got, obviously, shared aspirations. We all want best outcomes for Kororā. There, you know, other groups such as Protect Pūtiki, they are currently running a petition to get the resource consent overturned. So they're running a petition online. And, of course, Forest and Bird, we do support all the efforts of these small community groups, and we think it's, you know, excellent that they're there every day bearing witness to what's actually happening. But overall, we all want the best outcome for Kororā. Some of us groups have got slightly different aims as well that we're working towards with this project. But we all support each other. And I think ultimately it's disappointing that these community groups have had to kind of pick up the slack for Auckland Council failing to do their best at protecting an at-risk and declining native species.
So finally, what are your expectations for Auckland Council now? Obviously, there has been, you've said there's been a failure up until this point. How could Auckland Council rectify that failure?
Well, I guess there's probably two prongs to that response. One is maybe the question about the consents altogether, and should we have the development of more marinas in the Hauraki Gulf, which is, as we all know, in a state of decline from all the coastal development pressures. So I guess there's a question around should consent be granted for more projects like that? But secondly, I think if we're just thinking about Kororā, it's really important that an independent Kororā expert comes to site to look at the area and develop a robust penguin management plan moving forward, because at this stage it hasn't been done. And I think that would probably be the best next step right now. So, for example, someone like Professor John Cochrane, who is New Zealand's leading kōrera expert, he has indicated his willingness to come up and actually do that. So I think that's really important, and Auckland Council should really be also pushing for that too, as, independent expert would be the best.
That was Forest and Bird Auckland Regional Manager Lissy Finker-Heather speaking about the impact of the Kennedy Point Marina on the local kōrera, or Little Blue Penguin, colony. If you're interested in looking more into the kōrera colony and what is happening in the Putiki Bay now, head to the Protect Putiki Facebook page or Instagram. There are a number of videos and photos and information available there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.